guess it's time. No remake on this one yet. I'm just staying with the classic. It's time to fan jam the Olympics. The NBC hit Superstore is now on, so that means must mean that the Olympics are over on a Friday night. It's a good show. I'll watch anything Mark McKinney's in. But that's not what we're talking about tonight. And instead, we're talking Olympics. The primetime Olympics are over. And Molly Green, she watched the primetime Olympics so we could do our show. And now she's going to update us. Molly, good to talk to you. You're back.
Hey, Justin, I'm back.
Where were you? You were out of town?
I was in the Florida Keys.
No big deal.
But we watch the Olympics every night.
Oh, we could. Yeah, we should have just bothered you on your vacation. We should have.
I actually, my friend that I was with knew that I was doing this, and we kind of like got in the spirit of it, and we were a little like sad every night that you didn't like call us.
We could have used you. We just had dead air. We didn't do anything. we just extended long conversations with artists. All right, so let's talk tonight. What's the biggest story of the night? I think we know since Rob broke in on the disqualification, but what's the overall sort of tone and feeling of tonight's primetime Olympics?
Well, I'm going to say in my feminist Olympics view that the women winning the 4x100 was a bigger story than the men being disqualified.
There you go. So. See, there you go. That seems to be one of the problems with the coverage of the Olympics is that we
hard to not watch it or like react to different stories that have happened without thinking that way, because it's just like that's been kind of the overall thing is like looking at not only like the feminist perspective on it, but the class perspective on it, and the it's kind of analyzing everything. I think we're in the habit.
Yeah, we are. But you're right. I mean, you know what? Here in the download, we're a glass half full show. So let's start with the winners. So the women's relay, we got gold.
Yeah, and there was a bit of controversy last night because they had to they dropped the baton, and so they protested and were able to run just on their own, and so they qualified. And when they qualified with the best time.
Yeah, but it's kind of bogus, right, in the sense that because they won the disc, we talked about this last night, because they won the challenge, they got to do the race on their own, like almost like without all the others. And I feel like there might be something to having to do it all in once that changes your time, but they got to do it themselves, and they blew everybody away.
I think it could go either way, though. I mean, like, the reason they did it again is because one of the Brazilian runners ran into, ran into Allison Felix, like, went out of her lane.
Unacceptable.
And but I think, like, it could go either way because they were saying that they felt awkward running alone, so.
Yeah, that's true. They're not used to it, right?
Well, they clearly won tonight, and I love that group. I love Tori Bowie. I love Allison Felix. Like, I really enjoyed watching them this week.
I have to say, without you around, Molly, I have lost interest in the Olympics. I don't know any of these names. I don't even know where we're at.
I was waning a bit. It is kind of. I mean, there's still some things to happen. Men's platform diving tomorrow. There's still a few things to be completed.
When did the Olympics end? Did they get one more week?
Sunday is the closing ceremony.
This Sunday.
Yeah, but well, I'm kind of feeling like the momentum is winding down.
It's because of Ryan Lochte. He blew it for everybody. He ruined the 2016 Rio Olympics. All right, so
I was so obsessed with that, and then now I'm just so like tired of it. Yeah. So really,
I think the media knew that there was some obsession to it, and they went overboard.
They didn't bring it up tonight, and that's like kind of it's funny because like. The night of the Matt Lauer interview, we swept the 100-meter women's hurdles, and it was like, it was one of those like great moments and a lot of build up. But then it was really overshadowed just by them talking about the Lochte thing. So.
All right, so tonight again, I mean, the men's team being disqualified seems to overshadow a gold medal for the women in the relay. How is our track and field team done? I mean, are the Americans bringing home a ton of medals when it comes to this part of the Olympics?
They have been, but they haven't won very many golds. And, like, so we swept. That was the first sweep when we swept the women's 100-meter hurdle. And then it's – Jamaica has won a lot. We've won some, but, the other night we were pretty deep into it, and we had won our first gold in track, which was shocking. But then you have, Ashton Eaton winning last night. So there's been some big wins. They share a medal count. And we have 105 medals, and the next people below us, it's 60 something. So
we are pulling away in the Olympics overall medal count. Is he the Carl Lewis of the squad? I mean, who are the prime time runners, sprinters, runners?
Well, he's the decathlete.
Yeah.
So he's the Bruce Jenner of the squad.
Okay.
I really feel like the women have stood out so much more. They've tried to push the men,
right.
But I just feel like Tori Bowie, every time they love to like profile her.
Okay.
And, so she stood out and, you know, for the men, like they, like there was one night this week where, they really focus on this guy who plays football at Oregon. Like a lot of these, track stars go to school at Oregon. And this guy also plays football. And they spent a long time, like, showing the whole football team in, like, an auditorium watching his event.
Right.
Medal. And they just kind of, like, moved on from there. So they're definitely looking for someone.
Right. You'd think they would plan that out a little bit more so there wasn't such disappointment. So it's probably better to say there's no Carl Lewis's, but there seems to be a couple FloJo's. We'll take that, right?
Sure.
I mean, I think that the American, the women's team, track and field team has always been strong.
Yeah.
And it seems like that is continuing.
There was a guy, LaShawn Merritt, who he was going for like Carl Lewis type records. I mean, Usain Bolt, even though he's not American, he's the Carl Lewis.
Yeah, right.
I think tonight tied the amount of gold medals that Carl, 9 gold medals.
Is he just, I honestly have missed, because we've been doing shows all week, I've missed the Olympics. I mean, is he just blowing everybody away?
He's amazing.
It's almost like Katie Ledecky on the track?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, totally. Like that far ahead. His strides are so long. It's not, ironically, it's not a race. Like it's him way ahead and then everyone else behind him. So I guess we saw his last Olympic race tonight.
Until next time. He'll come back. All right, so...
I was thinking, he's so dominant. I can't imagine him.
Yeah.
I just don't think he wants to train this hard anymore.
Right.
We'll see, yeah.
Okay, so all that's really left, I mean, the basketball team, I guess, is going to play its gold medal game. The women's basketball team as well, right, tomorrow.
Right, there's volleyball bronze medal games.
Okay.
Which was kind of shocking that the women didn't make it to the gold. That was sort of a big, when Serbia beat them, that's been a big story. Women's water polo, they won gold today.
Okay.
And there's no more beach volleyball.
I know,
thank
that was
goodness.
A tough one.
It would come on every night, and my friend and I would just like, we would both in like synchronized size when it would come on again.
I missed.
It was kind of exciting, but still.
I missed the final. Did the U.S. get bronze at least?
Yeah, they won bronze.
All right, well, that's good.
Which is pretty exciting. But
yeah.
It seemed to almost mean more to them for it not to, like, Kerry Walsh Jennings' husband made some comment about, like, it was their gold medal to just go pick up, and then they lost.
It's his fault. All right, so, all that's left now, platform diving, essentially, and a couple of big gold medals. But do we have any shot of doing anything in diving? I mean, is that something that the U.S., I know Greg Louganis, but that's about it.
Yeah, David Bodaya is the
who?
David Bodaya.
Okay.
He's where we started out the week.
Yeah,
with
right,
him,
right, right.
And Steele Johnson and their synchronized
right.
springboard, synchronized platform. But it was the prelims tonight. He won gold in London, so he's a defending gold medalist.
Okay.
So he qualified. I think he was like fourth or fifth. But Tom Daley, who I mentioned, looks like he's adorable and looks like he could be in, like, One Direction or something like that. And he's a big star in England. He finished in the first place in the prelim. So he's he was sort of one of the big stories of the night.
Are you at the point where you're going to skip the weekend stuff? Are you done with it? Or are you going to stick with it and finish it out till Sunday?
Well, I think because it's going to rain tomorrow, I'll probably watch more Olympics. It was beautiful out. I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of interested in the diving. I'm not really interested in the basketball. I don't know.
Basketball's hard. I think the U.S., you don't get too much like World Cup fever around the basketball because it's all NBA guys that we're going to watch in 2 months anyway, or a month at this point. Molly, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, finish.
I was going to say that one thing about watching this in Florida was that Danelle Leyva, who's the American gymnast who medaled, he's from Miami. And so I was kind of like getting into him being like my hometown athlete.
Connor Dwyer's there. Out.
He was my Connor Dwyer on vacation. Dwyer. So it continued.
All right. Molly, it was a pleasure having you fan jam the Olympics.
Thanks,
and thanks for coming back to finish it out for us and give us an idea of what's happening with track and field. Molly Green, thank you so much.
Thanks, Justin.